Life is pretty normal for the most part. You look at her, and sometimes it just hits you, like everything she went through and how she almost wasn't going to be here, you know? Any little milestone that she hits, right? Like using a spoon to eat, or like she was standing without any of us holding her just yesterday. And it's just, you know, of course, for any parent, every milestone is exciting, but it just kind of hits differently, right? Of like, we almost didn't get this, you know?
10 months ago, a liver transplant saved one-year-old Emma Crawley's life. Her mom, Megan Crawley, says the generosity of two families made that possible.
Because of Emma's deceased donor, of that individual and their family agreeing to organ donation, you know, it was a vessel. It wasn't even an organ. It was like they were able to use a vessel from this individual that was a very crucial part of Emma's transplant. And that would not have happened if that family didn't agree to organ transplant. And I don't even like to think of, you know, Emma may not have been here. And then like there's like the whole living donation part too, right? Where we had hundreds of people who were willing to give a piece of their liver and, you know, and go through a surgery, like a major surgery. And we're very thankful to Emma's living donor, Emily Britz. She was willing to drop everything and come.
Emma's living donor, Emily Britz, lives in Humboldt.
Organ donation has been a big topic in my life, especially over the recent years. It was talked about a lot locally after the Humboldt Broncos accident, as well as when my cousin Andrew passed away and was a donor. And I think those experiences with organ donation were very different and heavier. There was so much grief that also came for those families. So in the end, for me, it just felt like the right thing to do to give someone else a chance at life if I had the capability. I think I was lucky to be given the opportunity to be part of Emma's journey. I just feel so grateful that I paid attention to Emma's story and I took a chance on getting tested to see if I could potentially be a match. It just shows you only need one.
While Emma's recovery has been remarkable, the Crawleys know not all families have the same support that they received.
We were lucky that we had a GoFundMe page. People all across the province helped support us, and that was huge. That's not the case for everyone.
That's why they've helped create the Move for Life Saskatchewan Family Grant to help with the financial strain of pediatric organ transplants. Emma's parents are giving back and helping other families who are waiting for their own miracle. In Saskatoon, I'm Brittany Caffey.